want to encourage the person that is being called to do something that doesn't make sense. See, maybe the people around you don't understand. Honestly, they probably don't. Maybe it looks like the wrong decision financially, the wrong career move, the wrong decision for your family. To everyone else, it just doesn't make sense. But you hear his voice so clearly, and you know what he's asking you to do. I want to share with you a time in my life when I lived this, and encourage you to keep being faithful to the calling. My world was turned upside down. I went from being a stay-at-home mama to a single mama in an instant. We moved out of a four-bedroom house into the upstairs of my parents' house. We were starting over with nothing. What would have made sense would have been if I immediately went and just looked for a job, any job, and started to rebuild. But the Lord laid a very specific calling on my life to start sharing everything that he was teaching me on social media. He would give me a daily word of encouragement every single day. It was always just what I needed to get out of bed in the morning. And for 6 months, I was faithful to the calling, and it was hard. But I listened, and I wrote, and I posted. The Lord made it very clear to me that he was equipping me for Life Word. And a couple of months later, what started out as a word of encouragement in my time of heartache started to be shared across the world and was able to help others in theirs. Shortly after, I started stepping out in faith financially and prayed that the Lord would provide enough for my son and I to move into our own place. And in 1 month, the Lord opened the door to my dream job at my church with the hours I needed so that I would have time for Life Word. And Asher is right down the hall in our daycare program. Here's what I want to say. We don't know what we don't know, but God does. Keep being faithful. Stand firm against the persecution and trust that the one who holds the key will open the door in his perfect timing.